I use it when I think it's appropriate. When I have an object that carries data and some methods to manipulate the data, that's okay, but I've never been a fan of everything. I'm okay with procedural code, and the web is a top-down type of problem. It makes sense to me that you have HTML, you spit out a bunch of HTML, then you call a function to do something, and then call another function. Yes, you might have a database object behind the scenes, but I hate things like an HTML object with a BR method on it. Brand new field, and anybody who did anything interesting stood out. Now, there are so many people, and those people are all getting new things out, it's impressive to me that they're able to get above the noise and all the other really cool things that are out there. I guess the main thing I can say is, you need to give up control. If you want to build an open source project, you can't let your ego stand in the way. You can't rewrite everybody's patches. You can't second guess everybody. And you have to give people equal control.
Was there a moment like that for you?
Definitely. In 1997, it basically came to the point where I was going to kill the project because it was growing so fast and my mailbox was filling up with suggestions, complaints, patches, all these things. Up until then, I had been doing everything myself. Someone would make a suggestion, send me a patch, and I'd rewrite the patch the way I thought it should be done. I would disagree with people, I'd argue back and forth, and I just couldn't keep up anymore. I was getting frustrated and sick of it all, thinking, why are all these people expecting me to fix their code? They're not paying me. What the hell am I doing working my ass off for these folks? I don't even know them. What the hell is going on here? So that was the time when I said,